every so often, actually I think more and more, we read scripture readings in church that I want to just say, I'm not sure these need any explanation. They speak for themselves. But as a preacher, I have to say something. So let me offer some brief reflections on what I think are two wonderful readings for this time of year. Many of us have been conditioned to think of Lent because it is a time when we are encouraged to do some deep soul searching, to be reminded of our sinfulness, to be reminded of why we need a Savior who is coming. Many of us, I think, have been conditioned to think of Lent as kind of a dark, depressing time. You know, it's a time when you give things up, which leads to people who can't wait for Easter because it means they can start drinking caffeine again, or whatever. But these two readings this morning, from the Psalm and from Philippians, they're sort of like the glimpses of spring here in February. We're not to spring yet, but it's wonderful to see some reminders that it's coming. And so these readings remind us of God's goodness and love and hope, even when we're in this season which can be depressing for some or dark. Paul is speaking to people who sort of felt like their world was upside down. The early church is just beginning and they're trying to figure out their way. And Paul is saying there are many people who live as enemies of the cross, whose God is their stomach, whose main purpose comes from earthly desires. And I suspect what he's saying is there are people, if you're focused on just those things, the world can seem topsy-turvy, uncertain, like quicksand. The other night, I got home after, it seemed like a long day, and I ate dinner, and I don't usually do this, but I laid down on my couch, and I was out. And I deliberately try not to do that. Some of you may nap in the evening more often. I don't like napping in the evening because I woke up and it was dark. You know, and usually when you're sleeping, you wake up and it's morning and it's dark and it was about 8 o'clock and I was like, where am I? I felt kind of, my mind was fuzzy. And so then I thought, well, I'll go on, get on the computer, see what the news is. And that didn't help. The news was all about certain people winning elections and maybe being the nominees and about the Pope had just like yelled at someone in a crowd in Mexico, gotten angry, and there was all this news, and I kid you not, for a minute I thought, have I woken up into an alternate universe somehow? Is the world, all the news seemed strange and it felt fuzzy. I don't know, sometimes daily life can seem that way, or the world, that things just, I don't know what's going on. I'm feeling uncertain and shaky and just kind of, what's going on? I think that may be what Paul is talking about in this letter. And that's why Paul says, remember, our citizenship, our focus is in heaven. Our foundation is in Jesus Christ. And that's why Paul can say, stand firm in the Lord. Even when your head feels fuzzy and your stomach queasy and your knees weak, stand firm in the Lord. Know that you stand on solid ground, on a firm foundation. This is what I think Psalm 27 picks up on, this same idea. Hope in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. What should I be afraid of? The Lord is my stronghold, my fortress. Why should I be afraid? That doesn't mean we aren't ever afraid and uncertain. But it's a good question. Why are we? And so Paul and the writer of Psalms is reminding us of how we can stand firm and in what we can trust and hope and in who we can find strength and courage. I do a reading, a daily devotions every day, and there's a psalm included, usually a number of psalms included in these daily readings. And I've gotten in the habit of when I read the Bible, I underline and I scribble notes and I circle things and I make, you know, asterisks. And if you went through my Bible, it wouldn't be hard to tell the passages that have spoken to me over the years. This psalm is one of them. It's got a big circle around it and a bunch of stars. It's one of my go-to psalms when I'm feeling uncertain or a little depressed or when I wake up in the middle of the night. You know, all the worries going around in your head, this is a psalm I turn to. And this week I was thinking, I wonder if this was one of Jesus' go-to psalms as well. You know, Jesus knew Scripture better than anyone. I mean, he was Scripture in a sense. He knew it. And I wonder if he had certain passages that he would go back to. And I was thinking of Jesus, you know, we're in Lent, we're heading to Holy Week. And in the time when Jesus was heading to Jerusalem to betrayal and crucifixion. And I wonder if maybe this was a psalm that he turned to, maybe even in the Garden of Gethsemane, that last night on earth. Even when an army is encamped against me, even when it seems like I'm in the midst of a war, even if everyone I love turns against me, God is still there. It's a wonderful reminder in the ups and downs and the uncertainties of life. Hope in the Lord. Be strong. Take courage. Hope in the Lord. Stand firm in the Lord. Even when all else seems to be shifting and uncertain, when you're feeling some darkness or despair, trust and hope in the Lord. It seems a wonderful reminder for us here in this season of Lent. Here in an election year. Here when there is news of uncertainty and violence and places of that need peace and light. When we're feeling maybe a little overwhelmed, uncertain, trust in the Lord, hope in the Lord, stand firm in the Lord, be strong, take courage. God is right there with you. So friends, a simple reminder. When you're feeling a little lost, God knows right where you are and is with you. When you're feeling weak in the knees or fuzzy in the head, trust in the Lord. Stand firm. And above all, do not be afraid. God is good. God is good. Amen.